plate a potential nugget.
In your work, Amy, you also talk about a cognitive bias called naive realism.
Yeah.
I really love the term, where you say that the leaders forget to acknowledge what they're seeing is just their subjective version of reality and not reality itself. And therefore, they end up not listening enough to other voices to form the full picture. Can you say a little more about this and how it comes in the way of decision making?
Yeah, the term was coined by a professor at Stanford named Lee Ross. And it just refers to a fundamental aspect of psychology, which is that we all have the experience of seeing reality. You have that experience. I have that experience. I almost can't shake it, right? I look around and I think I'm seeing the light switch in the door and, you know, the other people in the room or whatever it is. And, I think that's just reality itself. I don't think, oh, I'm seeing a picture inside my head that neurons are coming together to create. Now that it's not that we want to be bogged down by the amazing neurology of perception, but we do want to have a healthy skepticism about what we're seeing so that we're open to the fact that we might be missing something. We're open to the fact that you might see it differently. But because of our naive realism, we tend to think that we're seeing reality and you must see it too. And then we are surprised and disappointed when you see something differently. And it's usually not a happy surprise. And so we sort of think, we then make inferences about the other person that they are not as smart as they need to be, or that they're disagreeable in some way. So in other words, we have this wiring. I like to say, to put it simply, I like to say it's hard to learn if you already know. And naive realism means we feel like we know, which means I'm right and you're wrong. Which is
and in a way, I guess it's pronounced in the social media driven world where we are sort of operating in a bubble and in our echo chambers, I'm guessing.
Yes. I mean, I think social media has exacerbated this problem because it's so easy to find people who agree with us that we then are, you know, at risk of just looking for, because we all prefer that. And so we're at risk of just collecting agreement and not encountering enough disagreement and dissent and perspective enhancing views.
A similar insight came from Jennifer Garvey Berger, who was on this podcast earlier, who speaks about how the human operating system that's evolved over hundreds of years is not quite wired to deal with all the complexity of this world we live in. She speaks about five traps we find ourselves in, and one of them is the power of believing a simple story.
We kind of fall in love with our own conclusions, and we fall in love with our own stories without even noticing their stories. You can hear it in our language, like, you hear people say, well, it's obvious that, or it's totally clear that. I hear it in my language all the time. And almost never is it actually obvious, the thing that I'm talking about. And so forcing ourselves to listen to when we have a simple story, like it's obvious what the government should do here. Completely not obvious what any government should do right now. Completely not obvious. And so when we hear ourselves interacting with a complex set of ideas as though it were simple, then we know that we are in this trap. And so I think the solution there is to be able to construct a series of alternate stories, not to confuse us, but in a kind of almost a scenario planning way, not to try and get the right one, but to try to help us understand that there are these multiple possibilities. None of them are likely to be 100% right. And to help us create a kind of a flexibility of our thinking that will hold us in good stead